Good afternoon, everyone. So I'm going to ask you guys a few questions. First of all, how many of you have Wi-Fi at your house? That's most of you, except your parents don't. And secondly, how many of you would be able to give up Wi-Fi? Most of you can't, and it was kind of what I expected, because Wi-Fi is extremely important to us. It keeps us connected to everyone around the world, and it gives us easy access to stuff that we need. But what about people in countries without Wi-Fi? They're disconnected from the world, and this results in a gap. A social gap, a knowledge gap, and an economic gap. And this really isn't fair. So Google, the company, noticed this, and they decided to do something about it. So they developed something called Project Loon, which is where they send balloons up into the air, and they kind of like projects Wi-Fi onto these countries that don't have Wi-Fi. So their goal is to like make everyone even and give everyone the same access to the same stuff that everyone else has. So right now the world is disconnected in terms of Wi-Fi. But during the time of Jesus, it was disconnected in terms of our spiritual connections. Israelites had more access to the scriptures, and they perceived themselves to be closer to God than others. In the gospel reading that Ruth read, we heard about Jesus going to a synagogue. And this synagogue was in his hometown, the town of Nazareth. So we knew that the people there thought that the Israelites were better than other people. So that's why in Luke 4:17, when he was handed the book of Isaiah, he found the place where it's written. This shows that he wanted to read something in particular. So he searched for it and he found it. This section talks about hope. Hope for the poor, hope for the brokenhearted, for the captives and the blind. And there is no mention of the Israelites in this passage. All these people were thought of as inferior to the Israelites. The Israelites thought that they were better than them in some way. So obviously they disliked this, even though they knew that one day it was going to happen, so they kind of feared it too. And after this, when Jesus goes back and sits down, he says, "Today the scripture is fulfilled in your hearing." This made the people of the synagogue very mad, because pretty much Jesus just told them that you're not the most important to God anymore. And then they get really mad. But then Jesus brings two incidents from the Old Testament to show that God never really favored them, and that he also did miracles and wonders for the Gentiles. So one was Elijah when he was sent to the widow in Sidon. And the second one was Elisha when he healed a leper from Syria. Now at the time, leprosy was considered a reflection of your spiritual condition. So that's why in Deuteronomy 24:8, it says to go to a priest if you have leprosy instead of a physician, because they thought a priest could cure you. So when he told them that Elijah healed this leper from Syria, he was essentially saying that Syrians in general could be cleansed of their sin and that they could also attain eternal life. And this applies to everyone, not just the Israelites. So this angered the people of the synagogue even more. So they tried to push Jesus, someone they had known since he was a child, off a cliff. It seems that they did this out of anger, but they may have done it out of fear. Fear that they would have to accept that no matter who they were, in God's eyes they were equal to one another, and they would be judged the same way. Now, after this incident, Jesus also talks about this at later times, and it's found in the New Testament a lot. In Galatians 3:28, it says, "There is neither Jew nor Greek, slave nor free, male nor female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus." And even today, we're all one in Christ Jesus.